Warning, the following content may contain elements that are not suitable for some audiences. Viewer discretion is advised.
Hello, kiddies. This is y'all's ghoulie, John Kassir, the voice of the Crypt Keeper. And you're listening to Slasher Radio.
Welcome to Slasher Radio. I am Bones, and I am joined by Kat and the ravishing Rob Humphrey.
How you doing?
There.
I haven't quite decided after last week if I'm going to acknowledge Rob anymore on the show. So,
fair enough.
A little upset with him.
I don't know what I did.
Ruined my birthday.
I was just gonna ask what he did. I couldn't remember what we recorded last week.
I gave you a lovely gift.
The pleasure of his company is what he's about to say. Don't listen to it.
Yeah. Right. It's like a pimple on my ass, dude. No bullshit. I was sitting here and I was editing. You know, I like to put a movie on or something, well, just to have in the background for the most part. And I was sitting here going, you know what? Fuck them. I should put on Halloween Resurrection again. I like that shit. I'm going to watch it again. And, you know, I was finishing up whatever I was doing before I went to do it. And I'm rethinking my Halloween Resurrection. And I thought about what you said, man. And I'm like, you know what? I don't want something else.
The truth was going to come out one day, Mikey.
Not on my birthday. Back to back, too, on top of it. That's a lot. I ruined it.
Doing my part.
Onto some good news. I would like to take the time to welcome two of the newest patrons, the two newest members of the Slash Radio Patreon.
All right.
Yeah, we got two new members, Rich, who joined the fucking tier two, and right. Nate, who joined Robert the tier one.
Good on you, Rich and Nate.
Yeah, thanks for joining.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for your help. You other fuckers can, you know, kiss my ass, you cheap bastards.
It's still so funny.
A bunch of freeloaders, man. You know, we work hard to get this show out and to do a lot of things. They don't care. You don't appreciate what we're doing for you, and it pisses me off. That's really what it comes down to. You're an ingrate. You're an ungrateful, selfish little bastard, and I hope you're happy.
Wow. He's doubling down, isn't he? He does have a point. I mean, this shit doesn't just, we don't snap fingers over here, guys. Yeah. So, you know, not for nothing. Mm-hmm. This is a free show. We do put it out every week, and you know, you can get extras by supporting us. And, it's not like I've seen some shows that have like $50 tiers and shit.
Right. Yeah. We don't have all that. We're reasonable about it. Yeah. But even at our reasonable prices, no, you're too stingy to share.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for joining is what he means.
Yeah.
No, I'm not talking about Rick and Matt or whatever the fuck their names were. I'm talking about the fucking freeloaders that don't sign up.
Rich and Nate.
Rich and Nate. That's what I said, isn't it?
The hell's wrong with you?
I got to remember everybody's name now. That's not going to happen.
Damn.
That's our $50 tier is Rob will remember your name.
Maybe most days.
We'll tattoo it on his hand.
That would be a pretty good tier. Whoever joins that tier gets to pick a tattoo for one of us. That'd be great.
Uh-oh.
God, could you imagine what Chris would do to us?
No, I don't want to think about it.
Anyway, speaking of the Patreon, this episode is dedicated to our new patron, Rich, who not only joined the Patreon, but took initiative damn near immediately put boots to ground and suggested this movie that we're doing this week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Rich, I'm really glad you joined the Patreon, but you're not going to like me when this is over.
Rich, I hope you continue supporting us on Patreon.
Are you?
We'll apologize in advance for Rob.
Usually I have the most fun before we start to discuss the movie because it's really just all bullshit. Not that it's not after that, but especially prior. I'm looking forward to talking to this movie. And you, once again, Rob.
Yeah, I mean, this whole show is bullshit, but it's high quality bullshit that is worth your money at patreon.com/slasherradio.
That is the best way I've ever heard this show described. Yeah. Not for nothing. It's bold bullshit, but it's high quality bullshit. Damn. And it is. He's not wrong.
That's how I would describe us. That's good.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, this is like the house cleaning segment. We announced this week that the Slasher Radio Fantasy Football League is coming back.
Oh, I can't wait.
I am going to lose some money, but I'm excited about it. I don't know how to play fantasy football.
Yeah, I mean, look.
I'll figure it out.
I look at it as it's fun. Like, it really is fun. The trash talk and, you know, it makes the games more fun. Like, I do enjoy fantasy football a lot. But, you know, I haven't won a championship in a while, if I'm being honest. And this is going to hurt me to say. I actually, in my personal fantasy league with my friends and some family, we have trophies, and winner gets a nice trophy, and the loser gets a trophy called the horse's ass. And that's what it is. It's like a little, you know, little league baseball trophy with the back end of a horse on top of it.
Where the hell do you even get that?
I forget where we found it. We got it, but that's on my dresser right now. So
nice. Nice. The horse's ass.
You're so hot last year. COVID season was not friendly to me.
Yeah.
Am I going to get a trophy when I fail miserably?
I'm going to send you my horse's ass.
Speaking of trophies, I believe I am owed a Lord Humphrey cup.
Ooh.
Right?
No, that goes to Pinhead.
Yeah. My little Pinhead. He lives with me.
I mailed it to Doug Bradley.
I'm sure he treasures it.
Yeah.
He should. Right. It's very
we need like a fantasy football league championship belt or something.
Ooh.
What's the cost to have a belt made?
They do have fantasy belts. Only problem being, if one of the three of us, maybe Ghost, don't win, we're never seeing that motherfucker again.
Yeah, like, yeah, that is a bit of a problem, isn't it?
No one's returning that at all.
Fuckers. You can't trust anybody.
No, no. So, yeah. That the reason I brought that up is because that went out first to our patrons, so they're guaranteed their spot if they would like to join. It's just fun, guys. It's the Yahoo minimum, $10 to join. You get an entire football season worth of fun. You go out for dinner, you're dropping at least like 40, 50. You know, it's $10 for a couple months of fun. So if you're into fantasy football, check us out on Twitter. By the time this episode airs, it'll be open to everybody. So just follow us on Twitter.
Patreons get to first shot, though, right?
Yep. A couple joined. We actually
get over there and sign up. Mick and Jack. Mick fuck with their name.
Nate and Rich.
Yeah,
we did. We got a couple of people that signed up already. Ghost signed up. Camp Counselor Greg is in there. Me, Rob, soon to be Cat, Nesto, and Nate.
Well, Nesto's in there, huh?
Nesto's in there.
All right, and Nate.
Mm-hmm.
That Nate dog.
Yeah, Nate got right up in there, man. Yeah. That's what I like. Rich and Nate, they got their hands dirty right away.
Yeah,
jumped right in the water.
Yeah, all the other Patreons are lazy.
Wow. This is gonna be a long intro. Not for nothing, Rich and Nate and sometimes Nesto are they are setting the example of what our patrons should be. On the other side of the coin, we got Ghost, we got Chris, even and Nesto sometimes running amok.
They won't follow the rules. They just think they can do whatever they want.
Yeah.
You can't control these people. It's ridiculous. Grown ass people.
So we got the new blood in the Patreon, and they're showing them how to act.
Yeah.
Way to go, guys.
Yeah. We need you to set the example.
Yeah, yeah. Turn over a new leaf in that motherfucker. Start boots to asses, damn it.
That's right. Get them, you two new guys.
I've said their name like 5 times already.
I know. It's Rick and somebody else.
Rich.
Rich, Rick. It's the same.
Say, everybody, have you seen my balls? They're big and salty and brown. If you ever need a quick pick me up, just stick my balls in your mouth.
Ooh, we're talking about your nuts. No, Dan the Shiny Ball Man, huh, Kat?
No, Dan the Shiny Ball Man.
Well, Dan, I got news for you. We had a conversation before the show started. We might have a new spokesman for Manscaped, so the tentative.
We'll see. He might be replaced.
Could be.
Yep. Yeah, putting some heat on Dan the Ball Man here.
Yeah. Yeah. I kind of feel bad. It's like Dan the Ball Man, Dan the Shiny Ball Man, we hardly knew you.
I know, right?
And you're gone already. Yeah.
It came and went so fast.
Yeah. You'll be in our hearts forever, Dan.
We'll miss you.
Or in our balls.
Yeah. Message me. See how I'm doing, you dick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Stop being a dick. You're not the dick man. You're the ball man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dumb scrope.
What?
You heard me.
Go to manscaped.com. Use the fansided20 promo code. Get yourself 20% off, free shipping on your entire order. That's a beautiful thing, guys. Because I can't tell you how many times I've gone to a website and it's like 20% off your highest item, one item of your choice. This is the whole shebang.
Oh yeah. Or you get something where even if it's 20% off the whole thing, you got to pay shipping. And so it's like your discount's completely wiped out because shipping is outrageous.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It definitely is.
But we got you covered. 20% off and free shipping. Bam.
Damn right. Balls on the table. Go grab yourself the lawnmower. I call it the Jason X trimmer. The lawnmower 4.0. It's a fourth generation ball trimmer, guys. And it's got the LED light. You can turn it on and off. You can shave it in the dark if you need to. And I always love bringing this up. A 7,000 RPM motor.
Sweet Jesus. That's more power than my Honda Civic has.
And a little bit more torque, maybe.
Yep. It's all there for your ball.
Yep. Yep. And it purrs like a kitten. You got nothing to worry about. It's got advanced skin safe technology. They will be sure at a ceramic blade. I mean, Jesus, guys. This is the Cadillac of nut trimmers.
Yeah, no doubt. Gold standard.
That's right. They got you with the ball deodorant, the crop preserver, the crop
good stuff.
Very good stuff. The crop reviver they got for if you're feeling a little off during the day, you get a little spritz down there, good to go.
Yeah, it's good. Especially right now, we're in the dog days of summer in August. You're going to need that stuff, guys.
Oh.
It'll change your life.
It really, the ball deodorant alone, man. I say it all the time. It's hot out.
Yep. And you walk around with a little extra step if you got that ball deodorant.
Yeah, man. I tell people, like, even my friend, like, I know we're doing ads for them. I get it. But I even tell my friends. My friend Marcus, dude, we call him Let It Hang. Don't ask him. But
I won't.
He was saying something about how it's hot, and he had to take his son to practice, and he came right out and said, "Goes my nuts were sweat."
Yeah,
and I said to him, just real conversation. I was like, "Bro, Manscaped." Yeah. He's like, "Really?" I said, "Ball deodorant." He didn't even know it was a thing.
Yeah, didn't know. Yeah, and I bet it changed his life.
It sure did. Man, he thought I was bullshitting him.
Marcus is happy and comfortable and good now.
Damn right. He went to manscaped.com, used the fans. And I told him, he's like, get out of here. Really? I got to try that. I said, bro, I got you with 20% off and free shipping. He couldn't. He acted like Jesus Christ appeared in front of him.
Yeah. And look at Marcus now. He's got fresh smelling ball.
That's right.
All day long.
Let it hang, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, guys, take advantage of the offer. It's truly, go check them out. They got the cologne that's off the hook. They got the underwear.
No, I love the underwear.
Got the underwear.
So good. And ladies, it says on the website that you can use it for a full below the neck shave.
Ooh.
They're not kidding.
Okay.
I used the razor today, used the lawnmower, and even if you have never worn a pair of boxer briefs in your life, the softest underwear ever. Like, seriously, no joke.
Yeah, they got, like, some breathing technology or some shit that they use.
There's something going on there. They're magical.
You can forget that you're wearing them. Like, they are so comfortable. I wore them once as a joke when I got my free ones in the mail, and they're now my favorite pair of underwear. They're so nice. Yep.
I told you guys before, it's the only pair of underwear I own.
See, I'm not touching that. I'm not touching this. But guys, go check it out, and your balls will thank you. Fansided 20 promo code, 20% off, free shipping. Bam.
Yep.
What more could you ask for than that? Ghost said she might order the lawnmower too. By the way,
it's a good razor. Use the promo code.
Right. Yeah. I said, are you serious? She said, yeah. Like, I'm tired of buying blades.
Yeah. Well, use the promo code, Ghost.
There you go. Shave your balls with comfort, Ghost.
That's right.
Guys, I figured doing a little something different before we get into, because it's very slow on news again. So before we get into the news, I figured I kind of wanted to go over the Portnoy's real quick.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
The old image is out on Twitter. So, you know, go check that out for the, but we're not going to go over all of them. But since that image came out, we got 13 sins. That averaged out at a 6.9.
Well, that feels high for that movie.
Well, you gave it a 4.2.
Okay.
Kat gave it a 7.8. I gave it an 8.8, so you were wrong.
What? 8.8? Good Lord, man.
Mm-hmm. After rewatch, I wouldn't mind dropping that a little bit.
So my instinct when I heard that I gave it a 7.8 was that's high, but I've watched it a lot.
Yeah.
So there's something that brings me back to it. That might be fair.
Should we also take this time to maybe adjust if needed?
Maybe, but I'm not going to jump it. I don't feel passionately enough about it being high that I'm going to alter it here.
All right.
At least for this one.
Well, I do. I'm going to drop this. It's going to be a rookie number, but I'm going to drop it to a flat 8.
All right.
All right.
Too goddamn high. That movie sucked.
No.
I refuse. No.
After that, we have Bad CGI Sharks, which was not Slasher Radio approved.
It's a crime.
I gave that movie our lowest score given to a film, 1.2.
I would like to alter mine to a 10 out of 10.
Sorry, Kat, I couldn't hear you. Sorry.
10 out of 10 Bad CGI Sharks. Tell your friends. Thanks for listening to Slasher Radio. You can find Mikey and...
Are you still rocking the Bad CGI Shark shirts?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Nice. I'm thinking about getting a new one this week.
Nice.
God.
Adding to the collection.
Because I need the one shark, two shark.
That's
red
a good
shark
one.
Idiot.
Yeah.
It's just like the best thing ever.
And I regret bringing this up. So speaking of tens, I mean, your B movie score for this, Cat, was the highest ever given.
Oh, yeah.
To any score on that we've given, any Portnoy we've given out, a 9.5.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I stick to that for a B movie. It does everything I want it to do, except for I wish it had been gorier.
Yeah.
I knocked 0.5 off for that, which I think is more than I've ever knocked off for gore ever. So, you know,
that's funny because I knocked about 5 off for that. Yeah. So, uncomfortably close to Slasher Radio approved as a B movie. So just scared. It was a 7.2.
That is close.
Yeah. So, next was Psycho Gorman. That was a 5.6. We were all in pretty much same neighborhood on that. Halloween H2O. Very close to Slasher Radio approved. 7.1. You guys kind of fucked that one up. I hope you're proud of yourselves. And then we have Slacks. 6.2, which is high for that.
Slacks didn't get Slasher Radio approved? That's unbelievable.
Know. My 4.2 made damn sure it wasn't going to get it. The Perfection is Slasher Radio approved.
Hey! Nice.
Yeah. Our Pride Month special.
I was surprised that wasn't the highest score I've ever given. Because I went high for that one, I felt like.
It was damn close, Kat. You gave it a 9.4, so 0.1 away from the highest.
0.1.
So that's that came in at 7.1. Blair Witch Book of Shadows.
Ooh.
Which had a score tying the lowest score ever given, 1.2, which was also by me. And the second lowest score ever given by Kat, it was by Kat, 1.8 for the same movie.
Jeez.
Rob rounded it out with a 2.3.
You guys are vicious.
Wow. Book of Shadows deserved it.
Yeah.
I don't remember. 2.3. That's fine.
Yeah, well, Devil's Rejects is next, which is a crime that this isn't fucking approved.
I'm so glad.
6.2. You gave that a 3.1, Rob.
Yeah, and that seems high.
What did I get?
Generous.
You gave it a 7.1, Kat.
That might be a little bit low.
No, it's way, way too high, Kat.
Is it?
It's a bad movie. That's a little
low. I gave it an 8.3.
Here's the thing is, and I go through this, this is why I try to Portnoy things in my notes, because I remember liking movies more than I actually like them. 7.1 feels like really low for Devil's Rejects, but if that's what I felt coming out of the movie, there's probably a reason for it.
What did I give Devil's Rejects? 3.1?
3.3.
Boy, that does seem high.
Jesus Christ. Stir of Echoes, that was a 6.3.
Yeah.
I adjusted that one, I think, the next week. I felt bad.
Yeah, I think you did.
Yeah. Yeah. So Jaws 3 was after that. That garnered a 3.1 as a real movie and 6.4 as a B movie.
Yeah. That seems about right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And Bay of Blood, 6.1. Brightburn, that one got a 5.8. And the reason I brought this up, truly, is because of Halloween Resurrection. That got a 5.4 average. Rob, you gave a Michael Myers movie a 2.1.
Yeah, I did. I stand by it. That's a terrible movie.
Do you realize you gave this movie lower than you gave Book of Fucking Shadows? You realize that?
Honestly, I think Book of Shadows may be a more entertaining movie.
Get the fuck out.
Resurrection is a bad movie. I don't like it.
Cat, help me.
Book of Shadows had a naked lady in it, I think. Yeah.
Did Halloween Resurrection.
No, I'm saying I think Rob's score should be thrown out. It doesn't count. He was distracted. That's my best defense for Halloween Resurrection. I'm so sorry.
Boobs trumps no boobs.
We had boobs in Resurrection.
There were boobs?
Yeah, but she wasn't like... Here's the thing, Mikey, and I'm going to talk specifically to you. They weren't crazy boobs. Like, Rob has that whole crazy thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You got to have crazy... Yeah, yeah.
The crazy Book of boobs Shadows lady was crazy.
Yeah, no. Crazy boobs are better than regular boob.
Yeah.
It's in the eyes, Mikey. You can always see the crazy in the eyes.
I feel like we didn't have a lot to nice to say about the first, but I don't know. Anyway, Rob, come on, change one of them, man, please.
No, I'm not changing. They're fine. It's fine where it is.
You can't give Halloween Resurrection 0.2 more.
No.
0.2.
No. If I were going to change one, I would lower the Book of Shadows.
So why don't you split the difference and lower Book of Shadows by 0.1 and raise Halloween Resurrection by 0.1?
Because I think you're tricking me somehow, so I'm not going
to
do it.
No, I'm trying to make them even. You know there's no fucking way you could possibly give any movie with Michael Myers. Look, come on.
No, they're staying. What are we doing here? This is crazy talk.
You're not going to do the right thing, huh?
No, I'm doing the Rob thing.
You don't feel bad for what you did to me last week? Nothing, huh?
No.
All right. No.
You know what you did.
become our catchphrase.
What? You don't have the older scores there with you?
I do.
I want to look at the list of Slasher Radio approved movies. What movies have been approved?
I know where this is going.
No, I just want to know. I honestly don't.
American Werewolf in London, 7.7. Awesome. Any new listeners to the show, 7.5 gets you Slasher Radio approved.
Yeah.
So American Werewolf in London, Zodiac with an 8.7.
Because that movie kicks ass.
I'm not going to do it, but I wouldn't mind lowering that a little.
I will say the first time I ever really wanted to alter a Portnoy's score, I think I gave Zodiac a fairly high score.
Now's your chance.
I'm not going to. Here's the thing is that I don't rewatch it very often, and that's usually something I try to take into consideration.
You don't? Zodiac, to me, is a comfort movie.
I watched it and then I was never planning on watching it again until we rewatched for this pod. Like, it's a very good critical movie, but I'm just never in a mood to watch it.
Yeah, ever. There's just something about that movie. It's a comfort movie for me where I'll just put it on sometimes and just relax and watch it.
No, I mean, yeah, well, it's a little high though, but no.
I think I gave it what, like an 8 something?
8.7.
8 points. See, that seems high for
what I give it.
You gave it a 9.7. That was the highest score ever given.
Oh, wow.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Okay, that one's dark green. Shit, I missed that one. Yeah, that's the highest.
No, that one tracks, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, well, I think it's a fair rule that if we were ever, well, no, because I changed one the next week. All right, whatever. But I don't know, man. There are some regrets here. But moving on, Invisible Man is Slasher Radio approved. That just squeaked in at 7.5.
Even though you try to sabotage it because of the suit.
It was a stupid fucking suit. Dumb idea.
Good movie.
Great movie. Stupid suit. The Fog was also squeaking in at 7.5. That's Slasher Radio approved. Ah, Scream 4.
How in the hell did that happen?
I'm not crazy that The Fog is Slasher Radio approved, and I'm really not happy that Scream 4 is Slasher Radio approved. No, I'm more offended by The Fog, I think.
Why? The Fog is awesome, Kat. What are you? You're
Slasher
drunk.
Radio approved? Really?
Yeah,
it should be, I think. Even though I gave it the lowest, I don't know.
It's a classic. The stars Tom Atkins. How's that not Slasher Radio approved?
I take it back. Scream 4 got Slasher Radio approved. Carried there by my 9.1.
No, I see what you did.
No, I truly, that's a real score.
No, you rated it a lot higher than you wanted to.
That's low. I could go to a 9.4 right now. Dead serious.
You'd be wrong, but
yeah. It's not a bad movie. It's not a bad movie. It's just not a good Scream movie.
Well, Slash Radio approved. Anyway, A Girl Walks Home Alone at Night. How the fuck did this happen?
Oh, because Rob and I both liked it.
Yeah, I love that movie. I'm not sure what you scored it, considering you couldn't understand anything that was being said the entire time.
That's the thing, is that if two of us really like a movie, the third one has to really tank it for it to not be Slasher Radio approved. It's just that usually two of us dislike a movie.
Yeah.
And that should be how it goes, I think. You know, for it to be approved by the show, we should all find it redeeming somehow.
Yeah, I think that's how we ended up at 7.5, because when we had this discussion initially, my point was that if one of us could very easily tank something below a 7.5, not below a 7, and then we decided that there should be a redeeming quality in there somewhere.
Right.
So that's, So I'm not surprised that Girl Walks Home Alone is on here.
It's a good fucking movie.
Dude, I gave it a 6.1.
Yeah, it should be on there. It's a good movie.
I don't know what the fuck they were talking about. I still gave it a 6.1. Rob gave it an 8.5. Kat gave it a 7.8. So.
See, that also seems a little bit low. But again, if that's what I gave it when I was watching it recently, that probably was for a reason.
I mean, any lower, any higher won't hurt. It is already approved. So there wouldn't be any. I think the controversy is going to come when one day we review this and someone wants to change it and it makes it.
Yeah. Or
like Rob called bullshit on me just now.
Yeah. Or it grabs one and pulls it below the mark.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
Which one can I fuck you guys over with? Right
now? Hey,
I'm sorry. That's the list.
All right. I was curious about that because I honestly didn't know.
I'll tell you what, though, the first half of this list about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 movies slash radio approved. The second half, 1.
Wow.
Wow.
Well, it's getting tougher.
Yeah.
But it should be tough for a movie to be slash radio approved. It shouldn't happen that often, you know?
No. What's going on here is we've been spiteful.
Well, yeah, there's also that. Pettiness,
I don't want to hear it. Cube would have definitely been slasher radio approved.
Oh, yeah. What did I give Cube?
You gave it like 1.3 or something. Like it was low.
I gave it a 3.6.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
See, you're overly mean to me.
Oh, it was bad CGI sharks that you gave like a 1 point. Okay. Yeah.
And Santa Jaws too. I gave a 1.3.
Oh my god. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that one's sitting there at a 3.
Cool. The fact that that's not slasher radio approved is a crime.
Yeah, well, we'll get over it. I gave Cube that. That's another reason I wanted to do this. I'm like, man, I'm rating all these things low. I hope Book of Shadows and Jaws. I was like, man, I hope I didn't rate that low in Cube.
I think you should give Cube an extra point just for not being Book of Shadows.
I think everything should go up a point for not being Book of Shadows.
We have to go up to an 11 scale just Because some people, I don't know,
Book
are...
of Shadows had crazy boobs. Cube didn't.
Cube didn't have any boobs, did it?
Cube had no boobs.
No. See, there you go, Kat. 3.6.
All right.
A boob might have boosted it up to maybe a 4. You know, I don't know.
Yeah.
Goes a long way.
And that's just one. You get the pair. Forget it.
Or a bowl of macaroni and cheese. Go to the Patreon. Yeah, so that's the porn noise.
Right.
Maybe we should do that every, like, what, few months?
Yeah, every once in a while it's a good idea to check in with that.
Yeah, a few months, we just roll through them, check out what's going on.
Whenever we have slow news days.
Yeah, right, that too. All right, guys, are you ready to get into the
news? We got one order of business to take care of before we do that.
Uh-oh.
Next week is my birthday.
Oh, fuck, yeah.
Have you made a decision?
I get to pick the movie.
I thought I had another week.
Nope.
You didn't just drop this on me like that?
Yeah. So I thought long and hard because there were a million different ways that I could go with this.
Oh my God.
And I did look, and sad to say, I could not find a Tom Atkins shark movie.
Oh.
Thank God.
Anywhere.
Damn it.
So then I was like, well, we could watch a shark movie of some sort to really grind Mikey's gears. But instead, it's my birthday, but I'm going to give you guys the gift.
Ooh.
God damn it.
And next week, we are going to watch the Tom Atkins vehicle, Night of the Creeps.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Very good movie, Mikey. You're going to love
it. You know, you said Tom Atkins, and I was really worried. And then you said Night of the Creeps, and I was back in.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
I've never seen Night of the Creeps.
You're going to love it.
Cat.
Yeah. Seriously, it's fun. It's a fun movie. I would describe it as fun. I'm not going to say it's like serious horror movie, but it's
It's a bit of a horror comedy.
Yeah.
But it's a lot of fun. It's a fun movie. You're going to like it, Mikey. I'm nice. All right.
There's a fucking trick in here somewhere.
I'm giving you a Tom Atkins movie.
Yeah, that's annoying in itself.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like that at all.
Yeah,
that,
well, I'm giving you a good movie, but it does have Tom Atkins in it just to grate you a little bit. But it's going to make me so happy to watch him.
I'm not trusting this. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. No. There's a Canadian reference in somewhere, or Kane Hodder's going to come out of a closet or storage bin or some
shit. The parenthetical title is Sexy Kane Hodder in Canada, but other than that,
Kat, why you gotta do
I can't
that?
Think of
it.
Come on.
I'm trying to get your expectations low so you enjoy it more.
I worry that I've given Mikey PTSD.
On his birthday, that was a mean trick. Like,
you should feel bad for that.
I didn't say I feel bad about it. I said I worry about it.
Is this also a good time to talk about a logistical issue regarding my birthday?
Oh, boy.
It falls on a Wednesday. It falls on the Wednesday after Halloween. So it's like midweek. Would we do it after our Halloween episode, or do I get to pick our Halloween pick? Because that's a scary amount of power. Shit.
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, because mine's on a Thursday. Mine's the Thursday before we record.
Yeah. Mine's like smack dab in the middle of everything this year.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I don't care. Do whatever.
You said it's the Wednesday before Halloween?
After Halloween.
After.
It's like right after
Halloween. Oh, that shouldn't affect that then. Well, yeah.
So we would do a Halloween episode, and then my birthday would be...
Hopefully this will resolve itself and we'll land an interview or something and we'll have a bonus maybe. Who the fuck knows what's going to happen?
I mean, honestly, come October, do we really think we're still going to be doing this show?
That's a good question. Yeah. We may have.
Well, actually, October 1st is 4 years this show's been fucking going on. So we got a lot coming up.
Yeah.
Rob's birthday, anniversary, Halloween, Kat's birthday. Damn.
It's all happening here at Slasher Radio.
Yeah. Fantasy Football League. My birthday just got ruined last week. So if you missed that, check it out.
Yeah. But I'm making it up with a great movie for next week, Mikey.
That's the most heartbroken I've ever been recorded on any level ever.
You know, the thing is, well, oh, yeah, that's fair. I forgot for a second about Rob's double whammy there with the Canadian Kane Hodder thing. I remember you being more upset at Ghost for her Portnoy.
It was just everything all together, man. Yeah, because that was even... Well, I knew what Rob was... I didn't know that was coming. But I knew he was going to piss me off. That was a foregone conclusion. And I accepted that and moved forward anyway with Halloween Resurrection. I didn't expect... She was supposed to help me, damn it. The hell was that?
Yeah, I don't know.
Talked all this shit about it and gave it a 5.8. The fuck?
Yeah, you were pretty mad at that 5.8.
I don't even want to talk about it.
All right.
God, all right. That wasn't so bad. Maybe. I don't know yet. I'm still not trusting it.
I could have done much worse.
Oh, yeah, you could have. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. I mean, I was really heartbroken that there was no Tom Atkins shark movie.
He was going big or going home.
He knows I can't be mad at a shark movie, though.
Right, right. But that left me with the decision then. Do I do the shark movie or do I do Tom Atkins? And I thought, well, the only way we're ever going to get a Tom Atkins movie on this podcast is if I pick it for my birthday.
You force it in.
Yeah.
All right. Well, fair enough. Thank you. That could have been way worse. Yeah, absolutely. Whew. If we were in Vegas, I'd be broke. I would have put it all that I was watching Sharks in the Corn. I already came to terms with it.
Oh, I thought about it.
Hey, we still have my birthday.
Oh, shit.
Oh, damn it. No, I gave it to Ghost. Sweeney Todd.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm the only one that was a dick on a birthday pick?
Yeah.
No, not if she's picking Sweeney Todd. You weren't. Oh,
Sweeney Todd's good.
Well, you to be fair, though, I did mostly say that I pledged Sweeney Todd for Ghost. I didn't do it intentionally to hurt Rob. That's just an added bonus. It wasn't the motivation.
Fair enough.
Another goddamn singing movie.
And I've got more, too.
Oh, good.
Next year we can do Devil's Carnival. Very excited.
I don't know what that is. Can we do Anna and the Apocalypse? I like that one.
I was thinking that should be our Christmas pick this year. Anna and the Apocalypse. No. Surprisingly good. What?
We got to do Nightmare Before Christmas because of fucking Rob.
Yeah, because Rob.
Oh, yeah. Great. The singing cartoon. Fantastic. Can't wait.
Ghost had to bring up the singing, didn't she?
Yeah, I was waiting to just kind of surprise that.
I knew it was a musical. It would have dawned on me eventually.
It'd have been too late by then.
Maybe we could start with Corpse Bride and ease him into it, because there are only like 4 songs in Corpse Bride.
I'm not watching two cartoons.
My birthday pick, my new birthday pick is Corpse Bride.
Oh, God. All right, guys, are we getting to the news?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Jesus, how long have we been talking? My God.
Too long.
We're all too drunk. We're high.
Flip-flops. Yeah, extremely. Flip-flops and mac and cheese were brought up already, damn it. I mean,
yeah,
everything's been out the window since.
It's time to hump the news with Rob Humphrey.
He's not a genius.
I have news. I would like to start the news segment. Bill Moseley has a new coffee coming to Dead Sled, which I'm excited about. Especially, what's the name? I don't remember what the name is. Let me see if I can bring it up. It's a Peruvian single origin, which got me really excited about it.
Ooh.
Because it's going to be fancy.
Yeah, that sounds sexy. Wow.
Where did it go? Officially licensed Bill Moseley. Do they have a name for it? It just says, now available, Bill Moseley, officially licensed.
Okay.
What's the name of it?
Did you order it?
It is called Coffee Is My Life.
Okay.
And yes, I have ordered some.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it.
Hope it's good. Man, I love Bill Moseley, a 2-time guest on this damn show. So, damn, man, I love Bill Moseley. Good for him.
Good.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to the coffee, too.
I bet it's going to be way better than Kane Hodder's coffee, I'll tell you that right now.
I feel really bad. Because I'm not crazy about Kane Hodder's coffee. It's okay, but it's not...
I don't feel bad.
The Robert Englund was just so good. And even, like, the Army of Darkness, I'm not someone that usually likes coffee, that likes chocolate-flavored coffee. I would rather just have chocolate on the side of my coffee. So I was really not expecting to like the Army of Darkness very much, but it's good. And it's like, it got my hopes up too high for the Kane Hodder stuff, I think.
Isn't that the story of Kane Hodder's life? Freddy's always better. Just saying. All right, that's pretty cool. So, who the fuck? I heard someone else. Damn it, I don't remember. Someone else was rumored to be getting a coffee. I forget who the hell it was. Damn, I don't know. Anyway, okay. So, The Exorcist, star Linda Blair. She did had a discussion somewhere and told everybody that she has yet to be spoken to about participating in the new trilogy. Rob, are you mad about that?
No. I mean, I'm not really mad about it. I know that Ellen Burstyn is apparently coming back to reprise her role as Regan's mom. I think, you know, I don't know what the story is that they're telling. So I can't be mad about it. You know, maybe it doesn't require Regan.
But she could be in there.
You know, if they it, now I will be mad if they have a Regan and it's not played by Linda Blair.
Yeah, that would be suck. That's where the line is.
Yeah, but if the story doesn't require Regan to be there, then fine. I'm okay with that. I mean, you know,
so much time has passed. Like, she's a grown ass woman now. She can play anybody.
Yeah, but they're making, I think, three of these.
She better be in one of them, damn it.
So, yeah, maybe that's coming down the line. I don't know. But you don't want to put her in as somebody in the first one and then have her playing Regan in the third one.
True.
That would be weird. So I don't know the reason why they're not, they haven't contacted her, but that was my initial impression was, all right, Regan must not be in this movie, and that's fine. Because I haven't heard anything about them reaching out and trying to cast anybody else to play the role. If they do that, I will be pissed.
Fair enough. All right, next up, Rob Zombie.
Yay.
House of 1,000 Corpses.
has
action figures that are being sold by Trick or Treat Studios, and it's Dr. Death and Dr. Satan and the Professor and a bunch of people.
Damn it, I was waiting for that steel book. That's what I need. I need a House of 1,000 Corpses steel book.
Well, not getting it yet, sister.
All right.
No one needs House of 1,000 Corpses anything.
Rob, I'm going to buy you these action figures.
All right, go ahead. I'll pose them in lewd positions and send you pictures.
Oh, my God.
That would be a good Patreon perk.
Yeah, I was going to say, we'll put that on the Patreon.
Dude, that would be hilarious if you got, like, if we got action figures of movies we hate and just took dumb pictures with them.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
We're not giving that away to the freeloaders. That goes on Patreon.
Yeah, that'd be fine. That might be something we have to do. I'm just saying. Anyway, Trick or Treat. See, I'm not big on action figures, but, you know, it's from Trick or Treat Studios, so.
It looks like they do a good job with their stuff. I don't know. I don't buy them either. I've said this a million times. I have resisted the urge to get into that action figure game because that's just a financial money pit that I can't go down.
Yeah.
Yeah. But a pack of action figures to make them hump each other.
Yeah.
Now that's money well spent.
Yeah.
Next up, Rob Zombie's Halloween mask is also up for sale on Trick or Treat Studios. I'm just kidding. I'm fucking with you. It's the Halloween Kills mask.
Oh. The mask looks, I mean, it looks kind of cool.
It's got the, like, I really like, I feel like we've talked about this on the show before, but the burned face has made this a very distinctive mask without pushing it too far. I don't like criticizing Michael Myers, but I feel like the masks that have stood out in the franchise have been the ones that have stood out for bad reasons. And it's nice to see one that's unique without being stupid.
Yeah. It's one of the struggles they've had with this franchise. They could never get the goddamn mask right.
Yeah.
But yeah, the mask looks kind of cool. I don't know. It'll be, you know, I just saw, you know, the still picture of it. It'll be interesting to see what it looks like actually in the movie, which is all I really want is just to see this goddamn movie finally.
Jason Blum.
Yeah.
Put up your dukes.
Yeah. Get ready.
Yeah. I think it works so well because, I mean, apparently it's difficult to make a fucking good Michael Myers mask, apparently. But, you know, they knew what they were doing, as Kat says. And, you know, this team was not, especially so long after the franchise pretty much died, you know, they're not going to fuck the mask up. And all they had to do was age it and damage it. You know, Rob Zombie, goddamn what he did to the mask in that second fucking movie.
Well, it was falling apart.
Jesus. Yeah, but that's too much. This is perfect.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it looked like it was like the Phantom of the Opera.
God. Speaking of perfect and Michael Myers mask, you know what movie had a great Michael Myers mask?
Halloween Resurrection.
Bam!
I said that last week. It was the only good thing about that movie.
I know, but I want to hear it again. They didn't get much last week. All
right. Yeah, they did get the mask right.
Yeah, they did. But yeah, this mask, I mean, you know, almost everybody has a Michael Myers mask. I feel like you need this if you're a mask guy.
Yeah, if you're a mask guy. But yeah, and it looks good. Like I said, I'm excited for this movie. I can't wait. We've got a couple more months to go. And if we don't get it in October, I will kick Jason Blum's ass.
Oh, so he's got one more chance?
Yeah,
now?
Yeah. I'm going to give him another chance now because we're getting close to it. But, yeah, he's on my list right now.
All right. He's got his eye on you, Jason Blum.
Yeah, I'm watching.
Watch out.
All right, this really breaks my damn heart. The Evil Dead game I know you guys are excited.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we are.
It's been pushed back to early 22 officially. It's been rumored, so we're going to get it in February next year. But what Kat and Rob are excited about, it's a single player game option.
Yes.
Thank you.
What do you guys hope they're going to do with this?
I don't know. I just want a decent single player campaign mode of some sort.
I'm just excited because there have been so many things that have looked so cool that I just wrote off as something I wasn't going to be able to experience. Like with the voice actors and the graphics and everything, it's like, oh man, that looks great. I wish there were a single player mode. Right. And now that there is, it's like I get to experience it all for myself. I still have my doubts as to whether or not they can announce a single player mode this early and still have it be something that's worth that much money on its own. But I'm gonna try it.
That's what I was gonna say, Kat. This could fall into that Friday the 13th trap where they added a single player mode, but it sucks.
Damn it. You're right. I don't like talking bad about that game. That's my favorite game.
I know you don't. And I like the game. They did a great job with that game, but the single player mode is just dumb. It's pointless.
It is. It's a virtual cabin. Anyone who hasn't played it, it's not even really an offline mode. It's just something to do. You know, it's if you want to even call it that. My hope is, I don't know if it's been announced otherwise, but maybe this is something they've been working on and they just now announced it and it's a reason for it being pushed back. Who knows?
That's my hope. Yeah. Because, like, if the single player mode is solid, you know, I'll replay it. And if the single player mode is solid enough, I would get into multiplayer mode. The few multiplayer games I've played have been because I've gotten so engaged in single player. So.
Yeah. I hope for you guys it is, but. I just look at it as I just don't want you guys to get your hopes up because I think it's going to lean more towards Friday's single player. I don't think it's going to be quite, you know, just a fucking virtual cabin, but they're pushing this as a multiplayer game. That's where, that's where it's all going. But I hope so.
I mean, I'll probably wait and see. I'll see what the single player mode is, and that'll just make me decide whether or not I'm going to buy it.
You'll wait for my review on slasherradio.com.
slasherradio.com, yeah. Or it could be a Patreon thing. We could go to patreon.com/slasherradio.
Oh, we have one of those, don't we?
We sure do.
Yeah.
And a bunch of cheap assholes who won't pay for it, but we got it. It's there.
Thanks again, Rich.
Now's the time to join the new blood. We got a whole new wave of blood.
That's right. New crop coming in. They're taking over.
Yep. Doing things right, Rich and Nate.
Yep. Keeping Chris and Ghost in line.
And Nesto, too.
Nesto getting out of hand, too. Yeah. Acting a fool.
Maybe if they do a good enough job on the Patreon, we can try and kind of migrate them to Twitter as well. And maybe they just handle all the bullshit on Twitter, too. Wouldn't that be great?
Oh, if somebody could get the Twitter people in line, I would be so happy.
Because we got a lot more Twitter people to worry about than Patreon.
Chris and Greg.
Oh, Lord.
That bracket was brutal. My feed was not the same. And has not been the same ever since the slasher bracket.
Yeah, because now they think they're cute and they tag us and shit every now and then. Like, it'll be random. I'm in the bathroom, getting ready for work, taking a shit. And I wake up and look at my Twitter feed, and it's fucking something about the leprechaun getting killed. Stop. Leave us alone. Open up a hardcore right now, damn it. But I'm really excited for this game. I really am, so.
It looks really cool.
Rob, can you admit something? When you watch, because you do check us out on Twitch sometimes, me and Ghost Thrown Out on Friday. Man, it does get competitive, though.
No, it does. Yeah. It gets competitive, yeah. Yeah, but I tune in just to hopefully watch you guys die.
I know you do.
Yeah.
But it does get super good. Man, I did some shit the other night. I wish I was streaming. It's always when I play my best, I'm not streaming. But, I mean, that's the fun of it for me, man. That competitive shit. I like that.
Yeah. I don't know. I prefer single player mode. I just want to play by myself. When people leave me alone.
There you go.
I mean, that's a general rule for life. I want people to leave me alone. So, you know, certainly when it comes to video games.
Yeah, fair enough.
Also, before we talk about the movie, I finished Southern Book Club's Guide to Slaying Vampires.
Oh!
And it was excellent.
Oh, it's good, good.
Yeah, I really liked it because it starts it starts so fun that I was worried they were not going to take the vampires seriously, and I'm pretty picky about my vampires, but they got dark. It got, like, surprisingly dark. I was very pleased.
Good. So it's not like Twilight.
No. Okay. I was a little bit worried at first because the vampire shows up and he's being like all charming and charismatic. And I'm like, no, 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 no. Don't do this to me. And then he ended up being a total creep and I loved it. And I was like, all right.
Awesome.
Great.
Yeah.
Good job.
Yeah. Hopefully I'll get around to that one
it's
day.
It's good.
Yeah. I'm still considering that other book you brought up last week, Kat.
Oh, my God. Yeah. You should definitely read that one. For the new book segment of our site, I'm planning on doing a piece about the five most disturbing books I've ever read, but it's really hard because there's that one and there's The Girl Next Door, and then I have very few books that are even in the same tier of like that disturbing.
Damn.
Yeah. Is it now what is that Lord Humphrey's Library? Is that what we're calling it?
It's actually Lady Velour's Visual Entertainment Discussion Network.
Oh, I like that. Yeah, that's good. Oh,
shit. The name was, I got to change the logo. Where the fuck is the feather the logo? Go now? God damn it. Badass logo, too, might I add. I was proud of
it. I'm really excited to announce it.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for, because I have one of everything. I have an op-ed, and I have a review. I have an ARC review. I'm just waiting for one of my interviews to come in, and then I'm going to announce it. So we have one of everything in the 1 month lineup.
Bam.
I'm excited, though.
I am too. All right. So that's all I got for the news, guys.
All right.
So we're going to take a real quick break, pay some bills, and we will be back with Brain Scan. Guys, so
the movie.
I'm excited. Rich, you the man, dude. This was a listener pick. I want to just declare before we get going on this, Rich is my new favorite movie picker. It's official.
All right. Well, I mean, I just picked Night of the Creeps, but whatever.
Yeah, well,
Mikey hasn't seen it yet. It's okay.
Nope, haven't seen it yet. I love this fucking movie.
Too.
Yes. Rob?
I was so afraid I was going to be the only one.
No. Rob?
Rich, thank you so much for joining the Patreon. You are no longer a deadbeat, a freeloader. We're glad to have you on board. But I have to be honest. This movie sucked balls.
No.
What?
I hated this movie
no,
so much.
You can't hate this movie.
I have never been less interested in anything than I was in Brain Scan.
Please.
I could not put my phone down. I could not pay attention to this thing. It is awful.
How the fuck is he saying all this?
Nothing happens.
It's
so boring.
Are you out of your mind? Do you do drugs?
All right. So I was into this movie for about 40 minutes. I was like, okay, this is cool. And then I started to really lose interest in this movie because nothing was happening.
Stuff was happening.
No, there was a lot of talk about stuff happening, but nothing was actually happening. Like, he was creeping on the neighbor girl, but not doing anything about it. There was talk of a lot of murders that we never saw. There was talk of the cops were going to come get him, but it took forever for Frank Langella to show up and do anything. It was terrible. I hated this thing. I cannot believe you guys liked
it. No, it was a great time. So my only regret about this movie, I wish I had seen it. This actually came out the year that I was born. And I really wish I had seen it at some point growing up, because I think this would probably be, I think it would be right in that nostalgia sweet spot if I had watched it younger.
I thought the same thing, Kat. When I was watching this, I was like, man, I wish I had watched this a little younger.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a 90s movie, man. Smack dab in the middle, practically. 94.
I really, really wish that Kat hadn't said that it came out the year she was born.
Sorry.
That's the year that I graduated fucking high school. Jeez. I am a full adult older than Kat.
That's funny.
No, but like, and even some of the stuff in it did give me, like, I had those very nostalgic vibes. I wish I had seen the movie when I was younger, but those old Fangoria magazines, like, that just hit the nostalgia sweet spot so hard. I loved it. And it's really weird because they have like a futuristic sci-fi thing going on that is now retro for where we're at.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, man, I love stuff. I loved stuff like that so much in the 90s. And it's like,
The 90s horror, man. It had some real good shit. That's another thing. Appeal. You brought up 90s. Why do kids not have cool fucking rooms like this kid had anymore?
So that was another thing that I, at first it kind of irritated me, but the longer the movie went on, the more I liked it, where he's got like a cool sci-fi room and the rest of the house is just totally normal.
Yeah.
And at first I was like, it's weird that they have all this like really cool technology, but only in his room. And then it's like, no, these are probably all dumb teenage gadgets that would only be in his room. Like this 100% checks out. And I love
when you're talking about, when you're talking about great technology, are you talking about that weird monster video phone thing?
Hell yeah.
Yes.
I was like, what the fuck is this? This is
Igor. He was the best.
Oh, it was so stupid.
What do you mean it's dumb?
Oh, I hated that thing. It was so stupid.
I'm getting ahead of myself, but my favorite part of the movie, like my absolute favorite line, is where he's like, goodbye, master, just out of nowhere, because it was so different than how he'd been taking the calls before. And I loved it. It was so good.
Mm.
Igor was great.
How could you call that? This is 1994, man. That is Siri, Alexa, and Skype all in one, dude.
No, stupid. I hated it.
That's what we do today, minus poor little Igor.
No, I hated it. I thought it was dumb. I didn't know what the hell was going on. I was like, why does he have a weird monster phone thing?
That
I
was loved cool it. As shit. I'd use that now.
He's just hanging out in his room talking to the weird monster phone. You got to be next door banging the neighbor chick. I don't know what's going on here.
That would be a much better of a time. I'll agree. No. But damn that thing. I don't know how to. If I had that, you would get called from me a lot. Because when people are over my house, I just call somebody to flex.
The movie got off on a bad foot with me. In that. There was a title card that came up and I misread it and I thought it said music by George Clinton. And I was like, oh, fuck, this movie's going to slap. And then I realized that it said music by George S. Clinton.
Oh,
fuck. And the music sucked.
The music could have been better.
Yeah, no, the music was terrible. And I was, you know, doubly terrible because I was expecting the Atomic Dog to be dropping some shit.
Well, yeah.
I feel like the music fit the movie.
Yeah. Yeah, the music fit the movie in the respect that they were both terrible.
Ooh.
Also, I really liked because Trickster comes in and he.
What a dumb name.
Shut up. And he's complaining about all of the music choices and he brings his own CD. And I don't know what I thought was going to start playing, but I was completely caught off guard. And then he started dancing and I was also caught off guard by that. And I like movies where I just literally have no idea what's going to happen next.
Yeah, that was this.
And that was that this. Was
yeah.
Unfortunately, what happens next is a lot of people talk about shit, but nothing seems to ever happen.
We'll get to that. But I do want to say something that I thought was really cool about this movie. it had the Fangoria tie. It brought up horror movies a lot, you know, like kids watching horror movies, like they made it cool, you know. And when I was growing up, like horror movies were cool, but, you know, it was more of like a, you know, the other kids on the playground, I guess you can quote unquote. And, you know, like you were kind of looked at as sort of a weirdo every now and then, you know, and it's like this made it cool again. And it kind of showed our side of the story, man. Like, you know, like they're sitting in a fucking classroom throwing the shit on. Like, that's cool as shit. You don't see that anymore. Now you watch horror movies and kids are fucking doing TikToks on their phone and looking at Snapchat shit. Like, this felt like a horror movie to me through and through everywhere.
So when it comes to horror fans being represented in the media, this one was both kind of, and maybe this was just because I didn't have a lot of horror friends growing up.
Yeah, me either.
But it was like, it's one of those things where it's like the horror club. I was pulled into the counselor's office several times to talk about how unhealthy my fascination with horror movies are. So I related to very strongly, where he was struggling with the horror club. The one thing that made me a little bit bitter, I will say, about this movie is that he's talking to his friend about the latest issue of Fangoria. And it's like, I would have killed to have another classmate that read Fangoria with me to call and talk about the ads. Like, I
was, right.
None of my friends, like, they very reluctantly tolerated me bringing Fangoria to class. I never had anyone who would, like, on the phone talk to me about that magazine.
No.
It made me wonder, like, if I had been a teenager in the 90s, if that would have helped, or if, because, like, I don't know if Fangoria was already just on its way out. That was right before the, you know, because I was coming in at the end of Fangoria's good phase before the management turned over.
Yeah.
So I don't know if, like, there was a real phase where all kids were into Fangoria in the 90s, or if I just, like, missed out.
You did a little bit. Because
my friends were squeamish. Like,
no, you did a little bit. There was a period where but it was still not publicly, you know, like, it was more acceptable where you could find people to talk with about it here and there, but it was more like an outsider look at it. Rob, what do you think Fangoria's real best years were? How was it before the night? Like, you know, all that.
In the 80s, Fangoria was a much bigger deal. I don't remember much of the 90s about Fangoria in the 90s at all, to be honest with you.
It became more mainstream.
Yeah. In the 80s, I do remember it was a huge deal.
Yeah. Shit.
I remember in like the early 2000s, I gave up on Fangoria because for the Halloween issue, they had they had like an article about Twilight on the cover. And
cut,
I was like, this
out.
Is a magazine I don't need to be reading anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. They'd do anything for money at a certain point.
Yeah. And there were like several years where I wouldn't read them after that.
Yeah. But I mean, it was, I liked that. Rob, will you at least give it that? Did you notice it?
What, the Fangoria?
No, the fact that it, like, kind of, I don't know, it felt like it was sticking up for the horror kids, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I guess.
Wow.
He's so reluctant to say anything good about this movie.
I know.
I hated this movie. It was awful.
I almost wanted to start with Portnoy's.
It was awful because, here's the thing. I understand what you guys are saying about the way that it represented horror kids.
Uh-huh.
And maybe for some people, or maybe even the majority of people, that was their experience. But my experience wasn't that at all. Like, I wasn't looked at as some weirdo because I watched horror movies. And I had friends who would watch them with me. They weren't really into horror in the same way that I was, but we'd, you know, they'd come to the movies with me, or we'd rent a bunch of horror movies or whatever, and it was cool. So I didn't have that. I wasn't like looked at as some weird outsider because I liked horror movies. So to me, it didn't ring true at all.
I had friends that would watch it with me, but, you know, it wasn't the same. You didn't feel that vibe with it for me. You know, like, they just sat and watched it. Oh, someone got killed, and there was nothing there. They wouldn't talk about it.
See, this is like what I had dreamed of as a kid, because I also never had all of, maybe it's something with me, maybe, like, and the people that I interact with. All of my friends were really squeamish, like, all the way through high school. And I still feel like my friends are kind of more squeamish than me.
And you became the biggest Saw fan.
It's hard for me to find people to watch movies with me. Everyone gets grossed out easily. And this is a problem I still struggle with today.
Maybe people didn't think you guys were weird because of the horror movies. Maybe you're just fucking weird.
I was a goth. I was like a 9-year-old goth kid, so I'll fess up to that. That's fair.
Fair enough. The other thing I liked about this movie is it had, especially with the, what was the dude's name that was coming out? Did we ever get a name?
Trickster?
Oh, right. Yeah, Trickster. Yeah,
yeah. Dumbass.
I blocked it out because the fucking Dead by Daylight killer, too. He had a very Little Monsters vibe to him.
He did.
He did. And I love that.
It was fun.
Yeah, he did have a Little Monsters vibe to him.
Like a darker Little Monsters vibe. Rob?
Nothing. I don't care. Couldn't save this movie. Now, my biggest complaint was just, I literally felt like nothing was happening. It drove me nuts. There was all this talk about, hey, this guy was murdered and the police think you did it. And this guy was murdered and the police think you did it. Well, how the fuck? Why didn't I get to see these people get killed?
How did you not find that first kill crazy?
I mean, that was kind of cool. You know, when he cut the foot off, that was all right.
It reminded me a little bit. Have you ever played Soma?
No.
No.
Okay. That was going to be my point of reference. And I'll try to not game nerd out on anyone here. I think there's something really terrifying about the idea of not being able to see something that pertains to you. So I see where you're coming from, Rob, because it, you know, if you're watching a slasher movie, if you're hoping to see all the slashing, you know, I can see how this was a letdown, but I think there's just something unnerving and very unsettling about sitting down and knowing that you've lost time and not knowing what's happened. And I think in a way that actually made this a lot scarier and a lot fresher than some of the other movies of the era, because like, I can't imagine it would be so scary to play a game like this, like where you're feeling everything.
I would agree with that. If this stuff happened to me, it would be scary. But it doesn't happen to me. I'm watching it not happen to Edward Furlong.
But I think that's the thing. I think it's like pitching the premise of like, you sit down and you don't know what you've done. Like, you don't have the memory. So they show the first kill where they're like, hey, this is what it's like to get to experience the thing. And then they move on to the second kill where it's like, hey, this is what it's like to not know what happened. And I thought that was really effective. I thought that was like a really creative, because I'm so used to movies that are just willing to show me everything. And this was a really creative way to not have to, you know?
And also, I've been blackout drunk before, so I kind of know what that feels like.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, also, but I've never killed anyone blackout drunk. I've just played Pokemon Go. Like,
how the hell do you know?
Yeah, I was going to say, maybe out. I have, maybe I haven't. Yeah. To say.
Either one of you, we probably both murderers. I'm going to agree with Kat. First of all.
Of course you are.
Damn right I am. First of all, that first one, the first, what were they, the episodes or whatever, the first one that he went on, man, dude, that was fucking crazy. Like, they didn't show you. I can't find a budget, but it looks like this movie made, where'd it go? About $4 million. The budget wasn't crazy. And I'm sure a good amount of money went to Fangoria, maybe vice versa. I don't know. But they did a good job of obviously being a low budget movie, giving you high production value. And not only that, dude, they were smart. They couldn't show the slashing and stuff. We got a lot of blood. We got a slice here and there. We got aftermath, which always helps. And I think they were smart with cutting off the foot, for example. They obviously couldn't go through, I mean, I would imagine, budget restrictions and do all that, but they hit it well. And then you got the foot. The foot looked cool, whatever. And like, kind of like Kat said, it's a, I thought it was scary. I even noted that down. I thought it was scarier not seeing what the fuck he did, because it's like, oh my god, what could he have done? And that aspect, plus you're saving, they saved money and time on a whole scene, man.
Also, on a related note, play Soma, you guys. Like, top quality horror gaming right there.
Check that out. But right, that first one, dude, the whole concept involved, they did such a good job, at least for me, of going, oh my God, they're about to make what he does in this game real. And then they tricked me into thinking, oh, maybe it was just a game, and got me into that comfort level of it. And then boom, hit you with it. No?
Yeah, I don't know. It's hard for me to talk about this movie literally because I tuned out at some point and was just playing on my phone. I was completely out of this movie. I was so bored by it. It did not hold my attention at all. I didn't give a shit what happened. I just wanted it to be over with.
Wow.
I'll talk about it more than I... Here's the other thing, because I talked a little bit about wanting to have a Fangoria friend, like, and that nostalgia that it brought with it. I would have given anything as a kid to grow up with a serialized CD horror game. I can't even imagine how cool that would have been. Just for concept alone, this is an exceptional movie.
The concept is cool. I will give it that. It has a cool concept. It's just boring as shit to watch.
I'd be down for a remake of this movie right now.
Oh, yeah.
Right now.
They could do a lot with this in VR.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, that'd be really fucking... Rob, okay, here's a question. If they made a remake of this movie, would you go see it? Well, I know you'd go see it, but would you be at all optimistic?
No.
Damn. Really?
I mean, well, there's a lot of factors. I mean, who's making it? Is it Rob Zombie? No.
Is oh, it, that you know, phenomenal.
You know, it would depend on a lot of different things, but just on the concept of a remake of this, I'd be slightly interested.
Here's a side point. Why? I know the answer is money. I get it. But like, it really frustrates me that people will remake good movies where there's so much potential to screw up instead of remaking movies that missed their mark, where like the concept was good, but they fucked it up.
Yeah, I've said that for a long time. It's a ridiculous concept that they do. Yeah,
that drives me crazy, because I would love to see an updated... I would so much rather have seen an updated brain scan that focused on VR as opposed to seeing like Siri meets Child's Play.
Hell yeah. That's what I'm saying, man.
Child's Play was fine the first time. Brain Scan could benefit from the updated graphics.
Right.
That's the kind of movie you should be remaking. Like, that's just 101.
So you guys are fine with the Siri-like technology in this piece of garbage, but not in Child's Play.
They did it well, and Siri didn't exist then. This is like 2 decades before Siri.
Plus, this was a movie concept that banked on the idea of VR before VR technology existed. Right. Now that we have the technology, this could really... they could also screw it up, I'm not gonna lie, but like, they could make something really excellent out of this. Also,
this is screaming for a Blumhouse pickup. I honestly would love to see what Blumhouse would do with this movie.
I agree. A remake could be interesting with the technology and the advancements that we've made, and you know what we know now about VR and those sorts of things. It could be interesting. It couldn't be worse. I'll tell you that.
The one thing that I will say, and this is going to piss Rob off, and I'm not saying it to piss Rob off. It's just an added bonus. I don't think, because there's something very special about what previous generations thought future technology was going to be like. I don't think there's any way that real technology that we have would be as charming in a movie as Igor was. Like, he was so good.
I was just going to say, Kat, I agree with you 1,000,000%. If they do remake this, look at us spending all this movie money. If they do remake this, they should set it in the fucking 90s, dude, and make a slightly cooler version of what his room is.
Oh, that would be amazing.
All 90s technology. And then, because, you know, it was ahead of its time, maybe stick with that, imagine what they could do, blah, blah, blah. Maybe then hit another one, a sequel to the remake, with a futuristic, it happened again, you know? Calling Jason Blum.
He's not going to answer. He knows you're associated with me, and he's afraid. He's hiding.
That's funny.
He's ducking me. And I'm not even mad right now. As long as I get the movie in October.
He's resigned to it now.
Yeah.
But I'm serious, man. We don't get enough 90s remakes, you know, like set in the 90s.
That's true.
Yeah, they don't set a lot of stuff in the 90s. Everything still goes back to the 80s.
Yeah, why? Stop.
I don't know. The '80s, by the way, terrible decade.
I've heard.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Awful. Yeah. So I don't know. I mean, I'm glad you guys like this movie. I'm a little stunned, to be honest, that you guys like this movie, because I thought this was just a horrible piece of trash. And it might be worth kicking Rich out of the Patreon. I don't know. We'll have a meeting about that later.
You spent weeks yelling at him to join. He finally joined. You're going to kick him out?
Well, I mean, we got to have some standards.
Well, okay, let's tie this in with this week's Humphrey episode, Sexy Time with Rob. Which is more difficult to obtain? Getting kicked off Tinder or getting kicked off of our Patreon?
Oh, getting kicked off Tinder, definitely. Yeah, our Patreon has rules, damn it.
No one listens to them, but we got them.
Yeah. We're running amok over there in our clearly. I mean, we have heard of someone who got kicked off of Tinder. We have not heard of anyone getting kicked off our Patreon yet.
I'm so scared to listen to the Sexy Time with Rob now.
You should be. It's ridiculous.
Quality stuff. The internet's hottest dating show.
Yeah, yeah. And you can listen to that on the fucking tier two.
Yep. So sign up, dickhead.
I'm in shock, man. This movie hit the 90s. I mean, it was made in the 90s, but it was one of the most 90s movies, horror movies I've ever seen.
You know, so this is maybe something that is a problem with 80s nostalgia, is that you get to see so much of that, like, future technology as it was imagined in the 80s. There aren't a lot of movies that are comparable to this with, like, 90s technology imagination. Mm-hmm. This was excellent. This was kind of a void in there that I didn't realize existed until I watched this. And it's like, that's so good that it fills in that gap, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because, you know, it's a weird gap at that, because you either get movies now, you know, 2000s, whatever, you get 80s, or you get, like, Scream late 90s. That early 90s gap, man, it had some good shit. That Fresh Prince kind of vibe, that I like that, man. I like it. Rob,
Well, I just have good taste. You guys clearly have lost your mind.
So I'm so happy that you liked this, Mikey. I seriously thought I was going to be going to bat for this one alone. It made me so happy that you liked this.
This is a collective psychosis is what's happening.
This was so much fun.
How I feel. Yeah, I know. It's about time we're on the same side with something.
It is. It's been a while.
It's nice when you're not bullying me with sharks. Isn't it?
I don't care for it.
Oh, I kind of like it. Okay, Rob, I'll mention a couple of negatives that I have. And there's not many. Burning that foot, the fuck. That thing would stink up that entire house and outside of it. Okay, yeah. So that was that. And people are just coming in, no issues. So that didn't make much sense. That was a hole there. The kid, the main character, I did not look up his name. Could have did a better job acting a little weak. I felt that he could have done a better job of selling how fucked of a situation he was in.
The acting was not superb in this.
Yeah, which was kind of surprising. Edward Furlong going on to be a pretty good actor, but young Edward Furlong, not so much, I guess.
No, he wasn't eating his Wheaties then. And it slowed down about an hour in.
Yeah, it did. Holy shit, did it ever.
It slowed down about an hour in.
A little bit. I didn't really notice it while I was watching, but I can see easily enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it being all, well, quote unquote, a dream and never that was a letdown.
Fucking stupid. Yeah. I hate those kind of indies.
Yeah.
No, this is a bad movie, guys.
I'm going to say all that now.
So I was on both sides of that. I called it pretty early that was going to be the end. And here's the thing, is it makes the premise better, even though it made the story worse, which is a unique situation to be in. Because as an ending to a movie, it is kind of a letdown. But as a premise to a video game, the idea that you can have that meta level, you know, experiencing the game. Yeah, like that is a lot more terrifying as a concept. So I could kind of forgive it. I did while I was watching it. It didn't bug me a lot, even though, again, as a movie, it's kind of a letdown. And then it kind of did the opposite of that, because when he finds the pictures, it's like, oh, it was real, but then it's like, but that means that it was less of his subconscious, yeah. Which kind of lessened the effect of the concept, even though it made it a better narrative point. It was a really weird, I don't think they could have won, you know? They went right down the middle with it, and
how do you end it?
Yeah. It was a little bit disappointing, but I don't know how they could have done it better also, you know? They were gonna have to lose some points somewhere, and they did.
I will. Can I point out one other thing that I did like about the movie?
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah. So he, dumbass, whatever his name is, spends the entire movie stalking the next door neighbor girl in a creepy, weird fashion, where he has her phone tapped or something. I don't know what the hell he's doing, and taking pictures of her and stuff. And then so the ending happens, and apparently, having gone through this experience, he has gained his confidence to finally ask her out. And she says, what'd she say? I don't think so.
Something
like that. Yeah. And boy, I liked that. I liked that a lot, because fuck that kid.
That was great.
Fuck that kid.
But then, right. See, they also kind of undid that too. Because then she was like, maybe. And then he finds the pic that she took of him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was weird.
Yeah, they did undo that a little bit. But that for that moment.
That moment was really priceless.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know, man. Rob, I'll never understand you, dude. This concept was just so fucking crazy to me, man.
I agree. The concept is fantastic, but the execution is awful. And if you can't execute it, it's not a good movie.
I think that it was great execution.
It's like The Platform all over again.
No, yeah. I thought it was boring. I thought the music was terrible. I thought the acting was bad. Yeah, everything. Just all the stuff that makes a movie, none of it was good.
You're crazy, dude.
Maybe the set design. Fine.
Set design was great.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Fine. Kid needed to be smacked around, told to clean up his fucking room.
Should we do the port noise now? I don't really have much else on
this. Yeah, I don't have a lot else on this. It was a lot of fun. I liked watching it.
I got nothing. I was out of notes 5 minutes after we started talking about it.
Well, I'm interested to hear Rob's Portnoy on this. You're really not good. We're going to be, this might get approved if Kat's on the same level as I am. And Rob's not going to believe me.
I'm intrigued.
He might call bullshit again. I'm going to give this movie an 8.9.
Horror court.
What? Really? No.
Can you call a horror court this late in an episode? Now?
I don't know. I don't know if I can or not, but Mikey is clearly not taking the Portnoy seriously anymore.
Dude, that's my score, man.
That's fucking ridiculous.
I love this movie.
8.9. Jesus Christ. All right, well.
I get it, though. I'm not going to go quite that high, but I understand. Like, I 100% understand.
You guys are both crazy.
If this were a movie I had watched in the 90s, this would probably be in the 9 range
for me.
Like, I can see myself getting so attached to this movie when I was younger.
100%. So, who's going next now?
I'll go ahead and go.
Okay.
All right.
I am going to give this a 7.9. And here's the thing. I was thinking about ranking it higher. I seriously felt, because I enjoyed myself so much, and my initial, because like 15 minutes into the movie, I'm sold. I'm having the time of my life. I'm like, this is definitely going to be in the 9s somewhere. It did slow down a little bit. I had a couple of technical issues. There were a few practical effects in here that I really liked, and the CGI yes. that was used, for the most part, was really ahead of its time. It loses... and it loses 0.4 because I had originally settled on an 8.3. It loses 0.4, and this is almost as much as my gore thing for the perfection. My biggest pet peeve in movies from the 80s was that like sci-fi lightning CGI nonsense that they used in Hellraiser. And this was 5 years after that. Like, this was that lightning effect drove me up the fucking wall. So it's losing 0.4 just for that. I'm giving it a 7.9.
All right.
That lightning effect. It's seriously biggest pet peeve in a movie from this era.
Wow. Okay.
Because the practical effects, and this isn't about Hellraiser, but the effects in Hellraiser were so good, except for that lightning effect with the lament configuration. Just why? Why would they do that? And this was the 90s. This was so long after that. They didn't have to use the cheap lightning effect. They didn't have to do it. They knew better. They had seen Hellraiser. Like, why? Why would they do it?
All right. Damn. Okay. Found a new way to annoy Kat.
Lightning. Great. Yeah.
All right, Rob.
All right.
This is not getting approved.
This movie is, I would say about 20 minutes into it, I thought, this movie's batshit crazy. And I wish we had done a commentary on it instead of an episode.
Which we could do. I'm down to watch this again.
I'd watch it again.
Oh,
but
yeah.
But then, at the 40-minute mark, things just ground to a halt. And it just stopped. And I was bored out of my mind. I was on my phone constantly. I kept having to rewind it to watch stuff because I thought I missed something. But no, nothing really happened. The acting is subpar at best. Still disappointed that I didn't get music from George Clinton and I got George S. Clinton. The music was bad.
I will say if the soundtrack had been done by George Clinton, this would have been a very different movie.
Overall, I will give this a 2.9.
What the hell?
But Rich, thanks for joining the Patreon. We appreciate it.
Wow.
I thought for sure this was at least going to be in the fours.
You're never allowed to pick movies again.
What? You can pick more movies. You did an excellent job. Thank you so much for showing me this movie. I don't know how I missed this one, but I'm so glad to have seen it. Rob, what's the matter with you?
I don't know. I wish I had watched whatever the fuck it is you guys watched, because apparently I watched a totally different movie. This movie was terrible.
No,
it's a 2.9, and I honestly feel that's generous to it.
I thought for sure this was going to be at least a four.
No, there's no fucking... This movie can't sniff a four's asshole. This movie is terrible.
Wow.
What the fuck is wrong with him, Kat?
I don't know. See, this is how I feel when you don't like shark movies, except for now I'm having it at Rob.
If there was a shark in this movie, it may have made a four.
I think you don't like fun.
Oh, yeah. Kat, you can at least understand why I don't like those. You could got to be able to see it.
No, absolutely not. No.
Really?
For bad CGI sharks? No, I had the time of my life watching that movie. I don't understand at all.
But you have to be able to see how someone could... Okay, I could see why they
for
might
some
not.
Of them, like, there are shark movies that I would probably defend that I understand.
Okay.
Any Sharknado sequel after 3, I get it.
Okay.
Mecha Shark versus Mega Shark. That's not stellar performances. I get it. But bad CGI sharks was so much fun. I don't understand how that got such a low rating.
2.9?
I can't wrap my head around that one.
I don't know why you... How you... What is fun about this movie? It's fun for the first 40 minutes or so. And then you've got an hour of fucking nothing.
Maybe it's a 90s thing. I don't know. I really liked it.
There's just no fun to be had after a certain point in this movie. It's like everything that it was doing that I was enjoying stopped, and then it just kept going with everything that I hated about it.
Rob, in the past 2 weeks, Support Noise has given out a total of 5 between 2 fucking movies. Wow.
People need to pick better movies. Thank God I picked the one for next week. Thank God.
Rich, you are officially my favorite movie picker. Thank you very much, sir. And I look forward to your picks in the future. I am leaning towards Rich. I am being biased in the monthly Patreon picks from now on. I'm letting everybody, you're all on notice until proven otherwise. That's it. Yeah, I gotta go with the hot horse here. I mean, Rich is coming in strong.
I would like to revoke Rich's privileges, actually, to nominate films.
Rich,
at all.
You can pick movies on a trial basis.
And in fact, I'm probably going to go to Twitter and block Rich when we get done here.
I'd be bullish enough to say whenever it's Rob's turn to pick a movie, we should just go to Rich.
No.
We could try it out.
You'd miss out on so much greatness if that happened.
Yeah, man, shit on a Michael Myers movie and now this. What is the world? I don't know how you sleep at night, dude. I don't.
Oh, never mind. I was going to go off on another tangent. We're right at the end.
Oh, God.
I'll behave.
What are you going to yell about, Kat?
No, I was going to ask how much everyone likes The Faculty.
I haven't seen it in a long time. When it came out, I remember I saw it in the theater and I had a blast. It was one of those, we went to this theater and it was packed. And it was one of those like rowdy crowds, you know, and I was into that when I was in like, you know, high school or whatever. When I was younger, it was, you know, made the movie much more fun.
Right. Yeah.
And so it was a blast. I watched it again after that. I don't remember how long after that. And I did not like it nearly as much, but I think it was because I wasn't in that atmosphere of just having a hell of a lot of fun and yelling at the screen and shit. I would be willing to give it a rewatch just to see how it does.
I don't know why this one gave me, just because I also had a lot of fun watching The Faculty. This one kind of reminded me of, there aren't a lot of movies that I just have this much fun during that aren't shark movies, as it happens.
Well, yeah. I mean, shark is the universal symbol of fun.
Of course.
Kat, why you gotta, really at what? The end, you gotta side with him? Come on.
Shark movies. I'm sorry.
No loyalty around here.
Brain Scan. Great movie.
Great movie. Phenomenal. Fuck Rob.
I came in terrible the middle of movie. The Portnoy again.
Yeah.
Awful goddamn movie. Terrible time.
You know, that means it's not gonna be slasher radio approved. I haven't done the math, but Rob tanked this one so hard.
That's like an hour 45 minutes of my life I'm never going to get back.
Yeah, this movie came in at a 6.6.
Whoo, not even close.
Thanks a lot, fucking God. Rob, why?
I take it back. 10 out of 10.
Yeah, right?
It would be easier to get these movies approved if you guys picked better movies.
I'll tell you what, Kat. If you did change this to a 10, it's still not fucking slash radio approved.
Damn it.
It's 7.3. Damn, Rob.
Rob, do you see what you've done?
There's no hope for this one now because of you.
You've ruined it for everyone.
What I have done is saved you two from yourselves.
If Kat and I both gave this a 10, it's still barely at a 7.6 approved.
You guys are on a self-destructive path, and I need to step in and help you. There's going to be an intervention soon. I'm going to have to gather the troops for an intervention if this shit continues.
I'll never, you know, to everybody listening, this is real. Like, I know this seems like bullshit. Like, it's always one of us that fucking hates something most of the time. And it, I don't understand how he doesn't like it. I don't get it.
Fucking terrible.
It seems like a work. All right, guys, go check us out on Slasher Radio, at Slasher Radio on Twitter, slasherradio.com. You can check out all of our episodes, interviews, articles, all that stuff. We got more to come there soon. Also, check me out on Twitch, man. I just spent the last 3-4 fucking days on OBS setting up a brand new overlay. I got fucking spinning images. I got a little skull camera. I hooked that shit up. I was having a good time the other night. A couple people came to check me out, and we threw some bridge parties on Friday. I mean, it's Jason fucking Voorhees, guys. Come on now. Go check us out at twitch.tv/slasherradio and the Patreon. Make sure check that out. We talked about that a lot. And I'm at Mikey's Dead. That's it.
Awesome. You can find me on Twitter. I am at Radio Rob 123. I am also now on TikTok. I am at user 565788083-7421. So follow me there. And you can listen to my other show, This Horror Life, wherever you are listening to Slasher Radio.
Yeah, yeah. And you guys had some technical difficulties over there. Thank God.
Yeah. It was bullet dodged.
Oh, yeah. By the way, our fantasy league, there's two divisions. And one of them Slasher Radio, the other is This Horror Life. So we're kind of having some friendly fire over here.
Uh-oh, look out. It's a civil war.
Yeah, see what team we're on. It's going to be Rob and Ghost heading This Horror Life and me and Kat over on Slasher Radio. So.
And I'm going to trash talk a bunch, even though I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm very excited.
Kat's going to be down by 150 going, you suck.
Yeah. I don't even know if that's a big number or not. I'm excited.
A large one.
Yeah, it'll be fine, Kat. You'll figure it out.
Huge. Kat, where are they finding you?
You can find me on Twitter at Kat_Velour, V-O-L-E-U-R. You can also check out the horror channel that I write for on YouTube, Blood Binge.
I seen that Blood Binge, they have an anime
section.
A what?
Whoops.
I'll cut that for you.
Thank you. We've got an anime channel. I'm excited. Yay.
I don't know what that means.
They have a whole nother Blood Binge has a whole nother YouTube channel for anime.
We do.
Oh, all right.
And I seen that they just got partner. I don't know what they call it on
YouTube. We just got a partnership, which means that we are now officially paid content for our third spinoff channel, actually.
Ooh.
So,
nice.
Exciting.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
That's impressive. Good job to the people at Blood Binge. Go check that out on YouTube. Alright guys, that's it. Check us out next week. Check out the Patreon. And good night from Slasher Radio.
All the best of Slasher Radio Podcast.